there's a lot more to it than just pay. That is an important fact, even though that is the main reason. The ultimate reason is this is the end of a very long process. I mean, overall, it's been going on for about, well, three and a half years now at present time. It's not just a decision everybody just jumps on with a week's notice. You know, this has been going since 2019. We've tried all the other alternatives. The strength of a union to keep things fair is the threat of a strike. That is ultimately it. With all the goodwill in the world, any company, that's not just on the railway either, any company dealing with a union, that's the end weapon that can be used. And we've never had to use it. It's getting to the point now where the job isn't worth doing for the money that you get, for the responsibility and the risk and the unsocial hours. And you know what I mean? All that combined, I mean, my salary is only about 8,000 more than minimum wage now, which does sound a lot. But when you take into account all the legal responsibility, I make a mistake, I go to jail, somebody can die. You've got responsibilities and skills, and you should be just paid accordingly. I don't like that my choices are inconveniencing people. I genuinely feel that I'm at the point where I've got no other option. There's people leaving. Literally this week, another three conductors from York. It's our biggest depot. It's our biggest concentration of guards. There's about 100 in York. Three have put in the notice just this last week because they can't afford to live in York and do that job. People are really, really struggling.
Yeah.
So it's a case of needing a pay rise more than just wanting one. I'm very grateful and appreciative to the vast majority of our, at least our regular passengers, who sympathise and do agree with us.